You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Slid dramatically. Other companies experiencing computer problems today include the Wall Street Journal and United Airlines, which had to ground flights for a few hours this morning. The South Carolina House is debating whether to remove the Confederate flag from the Capitol grounds. Yesterday, their Senate approved the bill. This is USA Headline News.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Mm-hmm. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Banks in Greece have enough cash only until the end of the week. Meanwhile, Greek officials have submitted a request for a rescue deal from Europe's bailout fund, but more details are needed.
Now, again, there needs to be more specifics to please the finance ministers of the Eurogroup. It has been the same throughout the past month. You can make all the pledges you want, but where exactly, where are the numbers, where are the figures that everything matches and adds up?
That was AP correspondent Raf Kassert. Analysts warn that Greece's economy could collapse and they could exit the euro. Secretary of State John Kerry is staying at the nuclear talks with Iran's foreign minister, but officials from other countries have already left. There are reportedly still 10 issues on the table that the sides are far apart on. Iran wants a lifting of sanctions in exchange for a promise to curb their nuclear program. The new deadline is Friday. President Obama claims he will walk away from the deal if it doesn't meet the needs of the U.S. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
In an event that will rival presidential inaugurations, the papal speech to Congress will be shown outside on the Capitol grounds. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Only a couple of thousand people, members of Congress and the cabinet and others lucky enough to get a ticket, will be inside the House chamber for the Pope's historic address to a joint meeting of Congress. But tens of thousands more will be able to watch outside. House Speaker John Boehner says jumbotrons will be set up on the west front of the Capitol for people to watch the speech, what he called a historic moment for the country. And he says the Pope has expressed an interest in making a brief appearance on the west front after his speech. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
President Obama's chief of urban housing policy has announced new nationwide rules aimed at fulfilling the 1968 Fair Housing Act by promoting racially integrated neighborhoods. The 1968 law requires cities that receive federal housing money to promote equal opportunity. The new rules provide guidance to help cities achieve that mandate. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management is investigating whether a federal agent's gun was used in the shooting death of a woman walking on a San Francisco pier. The San Francisco police chief says the weapon was stolen from the agent's car. Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who has been deported to his native Mexico 5 times and is suspected of living in the U.S. illegally, told TV news stations he found the gun on the pier and that it accidentally fired. He pleaded not guilty to murder charges. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. This is the second hour. It's actually Parenting Matters show that's bringing talented people through from 4 to 5 today. It's 4:08 on July 8th, and I want to give you the update on the weather if you happen to be in the New Jersey area. Let's see, we are streaming live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio studio in central New Jersey in Flemington. This afternoon, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 88. Showers and thunderstorms likely before 1 a.m., then a light chance of showers between 1 and 2 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain and basically 60% chance of precipitation with a low about 69. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible after 3 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain, cloudy with a high of 84. And then Thursday night, showers continuing on before 3 a.m. with a low about 68. Friday, mostly sunny all day with a high of 86, and then partly cloudy on Friday night with a low about 60. Sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 85, and then partly cloudy with a low of 64 on Saturday night. Sunday, mostly sunny all day with a high of 85 and a low of 67. Our guest in studio today is one of my dearest friends and such a professional woman. Her name is Eileen Ensenette. You may know her from years of radio at this time. Now on Talented People, she's been a guest and co-host on the show many times. She's the author of the book Speaking That Connects. And she's here, and she's going to talk to us right now about an upcoming event that she's got going on, and also kind of bring us up to date on what's going on in the corporate world as far as presenting skills and what's the deal. So welcome to the show, Eileen. Tell us, how's it going over there?
It's going great. Can you hear me okay?
You sound awesome.
All right, good. So where do I want to begin? You know, presentations, that's the lifeblood of an organization, and we do them all the time, whether it's formal or informal. And we also tell stories all the time. If you think, like, why were you late? The car broke down is an answer, but you might go into it in more detail. Well, I was driving on Route 202, and there was this big dump truck in front of me, blah, 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 blah. Stories pique listeners' interest, and they're less linear and more right brain than stating facts. So facts tell, stories sell. And we're selling all the time, whether we're trying to get our significant other to take the vacation of our choice, or whether we're trying to get a boss to embrace a promotion. We're always pitching, even if we're not aware of it.
Well, I think that's so funny that you mentioned that just now, because any of the listeners out there, if they were just with me with the previous hour when we had Michelle Sikorka on, it was so interesting because what you're saying, I am totally intrigued by a lot of the information that she has to offer. But it is true, when she was talking, there were statistics, and then she'd tell a story, and I was just like, oh my God, right there and then. You know,
now you got it.
You got it. You're mm-hmm. right.
Stories allow you to immerse yourself in the emotional climate of that information. Mm-hmm. And because it works on your emotional field and you're a different part of the brain, mm-hmm. you're more likely to remember the facts that go with the story.
Right.
When you have a story.
Right.
Stories built into the human DNA, some neurobiologists believe. So we had the campfires, we had the generations of, you know, hand-me-down stories of grandparents and great-grandparents. But we kind of got lost in the corporate world as we got into the industrial age and the technology age, and it was facts over fiction. And when I mean fiction, I mean story. Narrative. It's not about you have to be a fantastic storyteller like you have to be a joke teller. You know, some people say, do I need to tell a joke to start my presentation? No. You don't have to be a professional performing artist as a storyteller, but inputting a little bit of narrative that's personalized into your presentation makes your audiences sit up and listen. And that's what I want for my clients.
I love it. Eileen, it's interesting. You know, I'm thinking in my head, just because of all the time that I've known you and so on, you know, it is true, along the way, we went from, you know, having I want to say kind of PowerPoint, where that everything became bullet point statistics for the longest time. And I still, again, do believe, like you said, facts do make sense, but the story might make you remember the facts better if you hear the story and then you care. But it is true, because with the PowerPoints type of presentations, there wasn't really a story. It was just throwing information at us in a very presentable, beautiful way. But now you're saying integrate back why these things are important, and I can see where that would make such a difference to the audience.
Yeah, so we don't want to put down this technology that puts slides together called PowerPoint. It has its purpose.
It's absolutely.
But it is based on a very linear model, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, one after two after three. It's very left brain oriented and very linear. And generally, people are overusing PowerPoint, and this is a bugaboo of mine, so I'm going to go right here. They create their slides, and then they tell their story.
Right.
Well, let's face it. You're been in book sales and book publishing and PR for that. You know, you write the book first.
Right.
Then you choose the cover. Then you choose any illustrations that go with the story. The story comes first, but a lot of
this is... That's a very good way of explaining your philosophy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So people in big companies, where I often am a consultant, are still, unfortunately, taking old slide decks and pulling slides and say, I need this for my presentation. I need this for my presentation. And they patch together their slides, and then they create a story around it. It seems a little A backwards for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what do you want to get across? What information would best tell what you want to get across, illustrate it verbally? And then what do you need to put up on a screen that will reinforce and anchor your verbal message that's visual for the visual learners, because pictures speak 1,000 words. But unfortunately, more slide decks have more bullets, which wouldn't be so bad, but text, so that it's sentences and paragraphs, and it's so crowded. There's very little white space. There's more language staring you in the face as an audience that you're reading, and I'm afraid to say that the big screen is going to get more attention than the speaker, because it's a big lit screen. And so the more language that's printed on the slide, the more you upstage and take away from the story that you prepared as a presentation.
Wow. All right, we're going to delve into this very deeply because I think it's so interesting. It makes total sense to me. Hope you're out there listening agree. Let's go to our first commercial break. I'm Jeannie Murphy's Talented People. Before we go to break, Eileen, can you tell everybody to save the date? You have an event coming up. Explain what's going on. We'll go to the break, and then we'll come back and get more into it. Go ahead, tell them.
Okay, so July 24th, it's a Friday, and from noon to 3, there's an opportunity to be in a workshop called Story and the Presentation Connection. It's limited to 20 people. It will be in Princeton at Intelligent Office in Carnegie Center. And at the same time, that will be live streamed. So if you don't want to attend or cannot attend, you can purchase a live stream ticket and attend virtually. So that's July 24th. It's both live and live streamed, and it's the Story and the Presentation Connection.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us for Talented People.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion. This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Back to Talented People. Hope you're enjoying our show today. Our 3 to 4 o'clock hour was exciting with our guest, Michelle Sikorka, president of New Jersey Business and Industry Association. She's just an interesting person, got so much going on. I can't even tell you how impressive she is. And then now we have Eileen Ensenet in the studio talking about stories. She's the expert because she is the author of the book called Speaking at Connect. She's been into the studio many, many times over the last couple of years talking about her expertise. She's been teaching people speaking skills for a long time. Big wigs and, you know, second language and everything else. And now she's telling us about how stories make such an impact on your presentation. And how some people forget about it and just throw out statistics and forget to tell the story, and then what a difference it can make when you do. So tell us, okay, more about your philosophy and what's going on.
Let's call it my mission.
It is a mission of yours.
I have a mission. I've been around for 30 some years doing what I'm doing, and it's probably because I get bored pretty quickly from mediocre presenters. They have a lot of credibility, and then they get up on stage or they get up before a meeting, and it's kind of a little boring, a little lackluster. And yet then I could talk to them offline, and it's a wonderful conversation. And in that conversation, they share what they know in a much more casual, story-lined way. It's not like they have to prepare anything. It's just a different way of talking. And like I said, I don't like to be bored. I don't like an audience to feel like they are polite and not listening. There's a lot to be heard, but if a speaker can't make it interesting, they really get a false audience, or they lose the whole purpose of their message. So
it's funny what you say that about false audience. Like, I completely can relate to it, because when someone can't speak well or doesn't tell a story, it's a zero, it's a blank. I'm listening, I'm being polite, but I'm not paying attention at all. What a shame.
What a shame. And many people would just as soon walk out, but they're not going to do that.
Right.
And, you know, we've all had professors, or we've attended conferences and we've paid money and we've listened to people that we've left feeling, what was that about? And that was so dry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, technical people say, well, I have a dry subject. Well, you might have a dry subject in some people's opinion, but that doesn't mean you as the medium of your message need to be dry. Why can't you be an excited, fun person talking about something that's very technical? And stories help do that.
That's so true. And I think, you know, it's kind of interesting that you're on the radio today talking about this, because as the listeners out there, it's kind of the same thing applies. You know, we have people in show all the time here, and I'll talk to people. Sometimes it is dry subject. I have listen to some of the most boring subject matters as far as on the surface that I can ever imagine. But when I actually like listen to what they're talking about, because it is their passion and they do have a story behind it, when they start telling the story of why I'm supposed to care, all of a sudden I'm like the biggest advocate. I got tears in my eyes over here. I'm sure everybody listening's laughing too, because they could tell. But it's the truth. So you're right.
Yeah, it's a human thing condition to enjoy story and to also speak in story. And yet when we get into business, somehow we learn either by our bosses or our senior leaders modeling more of a restrictive style, we've just kind of hidden. We've done the routine linear, here's a fact, here's another fact, and here's another fact. So you don't have to be a professional storyteller to input stories into your presentation. I'm not a professional storyteller. And tell you the truth, when I thought about new slant to what I do and knowing that story is a very big buzzword right now, I thought, well, how am I going to do that? I'm not a storyteller. I'm not a comedian, joke teller. But then I realized and worked backwards and thought about my presentation program, and I said, oh, I told a story there when I said, don't broadcast your errors when you drop your, you know, note cards, you know, by stamping your foot, you know. And I told a story about when I was dancing and I made a mistake and I stamped my foot, and my dance instructor said, that looked worse than the mistake you made.
Exactly.
There's your transition. So when you're making a presentation, and should you make a mistake, should you go blank, should you drop your cards? I just saw the movie Still Alice, and I don't know if you saw it, but she drops her cue cards. And, you know, broadcasting your error is worse.
So what happened to her? Tell the story. When she dropped her cards, what happened? I didn't see the movie yet.
Well, she has Alzheimer's, beginning Alzheimer's, and she's a linguist professor. And she is very now vigilant about how she's going to be able to execute this presentation without messing up or losing her mind. And she does this whole yellow highlighting thing sentence by sentence, and she's like super charged around it. And then she gets up to the podium, and all her notes with all the papers splatter against the floor, which of course throws her off balance, but she pulls it together.
See that story though, that's an interesting thing to me, because it's true.
So what do you do with that story? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, the transition to something I might teach would be, no, even if you've prepared 200%, there are things that can happen, and you have to know how to recover. Mm-hmm. And that's half the battle of giving a presentation, because things will change, Murphy's Law will take place. So I could use a Still Alice story, for example, which isn't my story, but you can tell another person's story that has a message or that you can link to a message.
Right. And I'm seeing like the visual of what you just said, and I'm picturing it, and I'm thinking, oh my God, would I be able to regroup? Because I, you know, when you're teaching speaking and you're teaching telling a story and you're teaching, like, you're right, Murphy's Law is going to happen. Someone's going to turn the light off in the middle of your presentation and everybody's going to go, ah! And you have to lose your train of thought and then go back to it.
Right. And it's so we're talking. There's no PowerPoint in front of us. Mm-hmm. There's actually no note cards in front of me and yourself. We're having a conversation.
Right.
So people, you know, need to loosen up a little bit with their presentations. And I think own their story, which is another use of the word story, right? It's not the once upon a time.
Right.
It's own your message is a kind of story. Are we good? Am I continuing?
No, you're great. I'm just going to write that down and remind you that when you should have that as tagline on your presentations. Own your story.
Own your story is something I use a lot.
Oh,
it's
good.
Like own the story, mm-hmm. then illustrate the story. And owning it means that you know it. It's not like you have to read it. It's not like you have to PowerPoint learn it. It's not like you're memorizing it either. It's really owning it.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do I want to say?
Well, actually, we're going to a break right now. It's perfect time. So
okay.
Let's cut. We're going to the half-hour break here. It's Talented People, 426 on July 8th. You're listening to conversation with Eileen Ensenette. She's talking about story and the presentation connection. And she has an event coming up on July 24th at the Carnegie Center from 12 to 3. And if you want to find out more about it, would they go to speakingthatconnects.com?
Yes, the communication programs page.
Okay, great. We're going to go to a break right now. It's news and weather, and we'll be right back.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The New York Stock Exchange says today's technical problem is not the result of a security breach. Trading has been suspended since late morning. DME Securities floor manager Alan Valdez says it's just a glitch.
It's a glitch. I know we'll be back up and running pretty soon.
The Dow has been down more than 200 points at times, but the NASDAQ and other exchanges are unaffected. Earlier today, the Chinese stock market slid dramatically, and United had to ground flights due to computer glitches. President Obama was briefed about the outage by Homeland Security Advisor Lisa Monaco.
Ms. Monaco told the president that at this point there is no indication that malicious actors are involved in these technology issues.
That was White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. The deadline for the Iran nuclear talks has been pushed back to Friday. Even though some of the negotiators from other countries have gone home, Secretary of State John Kerry remains there with the Iranian foreign minister. This is USA Headline News.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait. What?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Direct Energy. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders, here to talk about the Mighty Shark. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders and all-new FLG sauce will have you wishing you had extra rows of teeth to rip your prey to shreds. And my mashed potatoes are so rich, you'll want to swim through them. So stop into any of my restaurants, which are located inland and far from the shallow coastal waters where most shark attacks occur, and have a $5 fill-up with us. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Offer includes three tenders, side biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
Officials say a federal agent's gun was used in the shooting death of a woman walking on a San Francisco pier, allegedly stolen from the agent's car. Francesco Sanchez, who has been deported to his native Mexico 5 times and is suspected of living in the U.S. illegally, told TV news stations he found the gun on the pier and that it accidentally fired. His attorney, Matt Gonzalez, spoke to reporters.
The statement that the defendant made makes it very likely that this was an accidental shooting. There is no motive whatsoever for this defendant to have caused any harm to the deceased.
As a result of the shooting death, San Francisco's sanctuary city status has come under fire. Experts say Greek banks have just enough cash until the end of the week, and now the European Central Bank has decided not to increase the amount of emergency credit that the Greek banks can draw on. The Greek prime minister says he wants to work with Europeans and stay in the euro. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer relevant store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Law enforcement officials say encrypted electronic communications make it tougher to protect the country. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
FBI Director James Comey says encryption is a great thing, but acknowledges flat out it makes it tougher to keep tabs on terror suspects and others.
People watch TV and think, well, the FBI must have some way to break that strong encryption. We do not.
Appearing with Comey, Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates says the right to privacy has to be weighed against law enforcement's need to protect the country, and tech companies have to be able to unlock encrypted communications.
Where they will be able to respond to lawful court orders.
Tech companies warned that special access could be exploited, and they're promising to protect customer privacy. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
State police say they are investigating a number of threats against South Carolina lawmakers debating whether the Confederate flag should stay on the State House grounds. But police aren't specifying whether the lawmakers who have been threatened were opponents or supporters of bringing the flag down. Yesterday, the Senate approved the bill to remove the flag, and the House is debating it today. 24 Islamic State militants have been sentenced to death in Iraq for their role in the killing of 1,700 soldiers when extremists captured Tikrit last summer. The soldiers had been trying to flee from a nearby army base. In the courtroom, some of the victims' relatives burst into tears while others chanted. For more stories, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. It's 4:32 on July 8th, and I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks so much for listening in. I hope you're having a nice summer. I'm talking with Eileen N. Sinnett. She's the author of Speaking That Connects. You can go to the website and check it out. And we're talking about the way that she's explaining how stories can change your presentation up by far if you're in the professional community. And maybe you're used to having that old box way of thinking where it's just some bullet points and you tell the statistics and facts and you think you're going to win over the crowd. And she's saying, wait a second, you know, there's more to it than that and you can do it really easily. And she also has an event coming up that she can share with you the details about. So if you're interested in learning more. So Eileen, please, you know, continue on. It's so interesting.
Okay. So I want to make sure I respect and let your audience know that there are professional storytellers that are both voices for stories on tape, but also stand-up, you know, actor types that are storytellers. And it's a discipline all to itself. And so if you're a business person and you're saying, yeah, well, that's not me, I'm a scientist or I'm an IT professional or I'm a lawyer, don't worry. I do not see myself as a professional storyteller either. And I wouldn't have known about stories and presentation unless there was a climate for it, which I'm starting to see in corporations. There are corporate storytellers. Procter & Gamble have been doing storytelling corporate consultants that actually teach you the art of storytelling. And now it's more spread out, and consultants like myself, presentation coach, we're on that trail as well. So I want to say I'm not a professional storyteller. You don't have to be a professional storyteller, but every human being has the nature of telling story in their DNA. And the best way or the easiest way to integrate storyline into your messaging, particularly if it's a presentation, is to start with a story as your opening. So I have sat through many presentations, as you have, and it's, hi, if you're lucky, my name is, I'm the director of, and I'm going to talk to you about. And it's just the most routine, vanilla, same old, but unfortunately, I think we've been conditioned to accept that and
standard
be very
operating procedure.
Standard operating procedure. Mm-hmm. But what if you said, good morning, and then said, you know, I was thinking about this the other day on my ride into work about how stories are much easier to remember. There was once upon a time kind of thing, and you remember those stories. And what if, anyway, you're getting the idea. I'm not going to tell a whole story. But when you tell a story, the language is different, and it pulls the listener in. And so whether you're talking about marketing or IT or engineering or whatever, medicine, mm-hmm. there's something that you can either relate to that's personal, mm-hmm. a narrative, an anecdote. It could be your friends. It could be, like we said before, something from a movie clip. Or it could be even something that's more like a metaphor or symbolic. So one business client shared, and I'm not going to give the detail, that she once did a presentation, and what she called story was comparing this innovation to an older version by comparing the difference between spaghetti and lasagna. So I don't know the details of how those work, but it's like,
I can taste the details in my head.
Yeah.
And cheese is so much like, better.
One of them is like this. The other one's like that.
Yeah, one is much better than the other.
But instead of saying it in technical talk, it was like, all right, I want you to think about spaghetti.
Totally outside of whatever it
and
was.
And lasagna.
Yeah.
They're both pasta.
Right.
They both have sauce.
Right.
They both taste good.
Right.
But they kind of look different. And how you make them is different. But in, you know, so, she developed that thread. I had a woman who was introducing a new version of a website that would serve their patients. And she was going to start, let me tell you about this product. Come on, you need to do more than that.
Mm-hmm.
What can you liken it to that was in your life, that is now in your life, but expanded, more innovative? And she said, well, I used to be in sales, and I would drive a car and I remember when the first car phones came out, they were these big, bulky things that came in a bag, and I was so cool because I had this wonderful way of communicating on the road. I didn't even remember those because I didn't have one.
I
you
remember,
do.
Yes.
Right.
Of course, my husband
sales,
did.
Right?
No, yeah, Jan did. He always has everything ahead of time.
So she said, and now there's a cell phone, and it's this big, and it can do this much more. It's still giving me the access to communication, but so much. I can get on the internet. I can have multiple calls. I can put it in my pocket. And then she bridged that vision to that's what our new website portal is like. We're doing the same things, only we're doing them that much more efficiently, that much more innovatively, that much more accessibly. Makes a world of difference. Like, now they're listening to all the facts.
I was going to say also, I could picture, like, I know that they have kind of started, I guess, in the professional world to understand that also, and I don't know if I agree or not, it doesn't really matter, but with the scare tactics as far as like, you know, oh, this could happen to you, right? So like if you're starting off, I was picturing like, say it was, like you said, like say it was a tax firm, okay, and they're going to stand up and give their pitch, right? Hi, my name's Jeannie Murphy. I'm here today to talk to you about my Jeannie Murphy accounting tax firm, you know. You are like so not interested, like you're just lost at hello, right? But if you were, like you were just saying, I was picturing if someone was going to walk in and just say, well, yesterday, one of my clients was being audited and they were facing prison time. Exactly. My mind would immediately want to know every detail about
tell me more.
What, yeah, I want to know. I don't. And then when you tell me everything, did you save their behind? Because I want to hire you if I get in that bind, you know? So I'm thinking about what you're saying and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're here to talk about this because I think that this is really important for people out there who are, again, we're so used to our standard operating procedures. And again, today is the day you bring us out of our box and just say, that's so simple. What a change in. And you know what? I think it's also important to mention, too, because a lot of people listening out there are members of either the chambers or they're interactive into networking groups and so on. And they are being asked to either stand up and tell who you are, do whatever, introduce yourself, whatever. This is much more effective.
You did that so well. And that's my point.
But you got me into this.
It's not so hard to cut.
I'm totally into it now.
I could help you develop that if you had to stand on stage and do that presentation.
Really?
But really, the nuts and bolts of it, you already have. You know, why you chose accounting, who knows?
Whatever.
But the fact that you went right to the story and it was like you placed it in time the other day.
Yes.
It usually starts with a time frame.
Yes.
And then a character, my client. Blah, blah, blah. A problem.
Right.
Auditing. And now you got, like, what's going to happen next?
And I can see where you're talking about, because, you know, like you were saying, professional storytelling, being a comedian, all these professional things that are disciplines that are professional jobs, and they're very, very, very qualified type of separately than this, what you're talking about. And especially, I'm saying, you know, yeah, if you're out there listening, focus on it. If you've got a dry, like, it's, again, you know, you could be an insecticide company that's got to take care of roaches in someone's attic or basement. Blah. And I know I need you when I need you. But if you were going to be standing in front of a conference and talking about whatever it is, you could probably really flip it upside down in 2 seconds by what you're talking about.
Let's see if we
I'm
can
totally
play.
I'm totally into it.
I got it.
Okay.
Let's see if we can play with the roach one
okay.
and the pesticide one. So there are different ways to open a presentation that aren't storytelling. And they're good, too. Okay. Anything beyond the... My name is, and I'm going to talk to you about the vanilla blend I'm happy about. So it could be like a headline.
I agree.
You know, like, this business killed more roaches than any other business in this town. That's a headline. It's not a full story.
Right.
But it has a story kind of feel to it. But it could also be, I walked into this shop. I looked around. And I saw beautiful merchandise. And then I saw three mice around
God.
The merchandise.
I immediately want to know, where is it? Where'd you go?
Don't tell. I'm not going there.
No, I want to know more. Tell me more about what happened.
But you could say, you could have a headline. Or you could ask, you could make a factoid, you know, like this pesticide kills X percent more of something than any other on the market. That's not quite a story, but it has a story feel.
Absolutely. No, especially because I'm still thinking about the three that ran across the floor, and I want to know, why were they there? Is this a count? You could say so much in your story, right? You could be like, okay, let's play. You know, I was there, and I was looking at this beautiful merchandise, like you said, and I saw three mice run across the floor, and did you know that this county is infested and blah, blah, blah? I mean, I don't even know, but all of a sudden I care more than, hi, I'm Jeannie.
And it's not a long...
I'm going to change my whole show because of this. I'm not even going to say Jeannie
anymore.
No more talented people. Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. They're probably so sick of it.
Stories by talented people.
Eileen's going to tell a story about why she's here. Why are you here anyway?
I'm
tell
here.
A story.
I am going to tell a story. Once upon a time...
Yay.
I was a kid who had my seat changed all the time because I talked too much. I didn't listen enough. So my teachers would move me. They called me Chatterbox. And I think it's not by accident that I am a presentation coach, because I have had to learn to listen to things that are way beyond the scope of my education. So if, you know, I'm not a professional. I am a professional in the communication arts and sciences, but I'm not an IT person, and I'm not a scientist, and I'm not a data collector. And those are things that stretch my listening skills. So I think very early on, my style was more talk than listen. Mm-hmm. And now it's a little bit, it's definitely more balanced.
Well, you just told a story about yourself as a kid that I never knew. And
that's
again,
right.
I'm totally engaged by picturing you, little chatterbox, get moved around the room because you talk too much, and then you end up being the leader expert on speaking and presentation styles.
Isn't that interesting, right?
Well, it's the story that made it.
It's the story that makes it come alive.
I totally believe what you're saying. It's true.
Yeah.
Wait, let's get a break. It's 4:44.
Okay.
So cool. All right, love it. All right, we'll be right back. This is Talented People.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved. Because these legs never grew weak. Because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
College education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
All right, we're back to Talented People here with Eileen and Sinet telling stories about how to make your presentations better. So tell us more about that. It's making total sense to me.
So I want to just let the audience know again that on July 24th, there are two opportunities to be in a workshop. One will be live in Princeton at Intelligent Office. It's in Carnegie Center in Princeton, and they're hosting it. And I will be the speaker. It's a three-hour workshop from noon to 3. And at the same time, if you're out of state or not local, you can live stream that. And if you go to speakingthatconnects.com/communication programs and follow the story and the presentation connection, you will see a registration link for either of those two opportunities.
Such great opportunities. And that's only about 3 weeks away at the most right now, right?
It's coming up. Right. And it's filling. So please consider it.
Well, just remind everybody about why you were talking about this today, not because of the event, just because of the way that people think about presenting from a corporate standpoint versus the difference.
So I'm a presentation coach and I sit and listen to presentations and I can be bored or I can be excited. But what I'm noticing is that people are very flat in their delivery The story, there's not really a storyline. It's a series of ideas. And sometimes, like I said before, that's because of the way they craft that presentation, pulling from an old presentation or pulling slides and crafting around the illustrations that have to do with pieces of this presentation, not a core message. So on one hand, story is, what's your story? What's your message? And that's not necessarily, okay, once upon a time. You know, that is just, where are you going with your message? What happens first? What happens next? What happens at the end? That all contribute to your bottom line. That's how to put a message together, a plan, a presentation plan. That's one use of the word story. Mm-hmm. You follow me? It's like
I'm
message.
Totally following you. I'm also, my mind is racing into all these other places I can imagine, you know, where people need this help.
And then there's this idea of, can you use a personal narrative or anecdote as an opening story mm-hmm. to the message that you might call a story. Mm-hmm. So it is like, what were you doing and what your client said and how that makes your content come alive mm-hmm. and make your audience sit up and listen, because now their brains are literally engaged. Mm-hmm. If you put electrodes on their heads while someone's telling a story, this is science that has been documented. You can actually see different areas of the brain light up in the listening mode. So the energy of telling a story that has language that links you along an idea, you know, not a fact, but more of an emotional plane, impacts the brains of the listeners. Mm-hmm. So you're not only telling a story to be intriguing and to make your message pop, you're actually physically influencing the listening of your audience. Because
I think it's just amazing. I mean, really is amazing. And you can say it like this and have people understand it. And then there's the assistance that they need in really to understand how to actually develop it into the full presentation, which is what you offer, which I love, because what you're bringing up, I'm just, as another example, okay? You see people who come in many times, even to the show, as an example, right? And they'll come in and they'll have a reason for being here because they've got something to tell us. And sometimes when they come in, say it's like a nonprofit as an example, someone that has this passionate, you know, mission, they're not thinking about the corporate structure of a presentation. They're talking about, I yesterday found out that my best friend was dying of cancer, and I, you know, went out and I found out that after they go to the medical center and they're discharged, they don't have any food, or they don't even have any type of food to eat or whatever, right? So all of a sudden I'm like listening to them. I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? It started with a story. It didn't come in saying, hi, I'm trying to get some funding because I need some nonprofit charitable donations because I need this, I need that, blah, 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 blah. I want to help because I just listened to the story and now I'm interested in, and I think people are like this in general. I'm just bringing that up as another personality. If you're out there as a nonprofit, I think, you know, what happens, and I'm not trying to make it into anything other than, I'm just saying the listeners out there for the practical use of what you're talking about. There's the corporate people, there's speakers, there's, you know, the sales reps, there's these people. Everyone is a sales rep in a way for whatever their passion is that they're working on. And I do think this applies to everything. I think it's kind of interesting because a lot of times when there is a mission behind whatever the person's thinking about, you automatically respond to it and want to help because they tell the story. They don't tell the sell.
When you humanize
right.
the information you got, through story,
huge.
You impact and facilitate change or opportunity. One friend of mine said by using story in sales, he closed more deals.
I can just imagine.
If
anybody out there is listening, they've just gotten the most invaluable advice from Talented People Radio with Eileen Ensenette. Because truthfully, I think it's kind of a day for everybody to hit a reset button now they're listening, you know, and say, this is something I need to think about very, very importantly. Even talking to their employees. Presentation doesn't necessarily mean having a conference or going to a networking group or standing up in front of people. You're talking to your people in your own office. You got your Monday morning coffee break or whatever, and you've got to have your office meeting. Start off maybe with something different, because otherwise it's like drilling it down like a hammer and a nail, and people just get, I guess, like thick-skinned about it and I don't know. I think you've got, you know, I think you're, tell again real quick. You've got three more minutes. I'm gonna not be the chatterbox that you're supposed to be.
Okay. You know, today. Story can be used in many ways, right? So I'm saying if you have a formal presentation, a good opening is to tell a personal anecdote or a narrative, because that gets the picture painted, and then you can link it to some of the more factual and maybe dry material. That piques the interest of the audience. They also use the idea of story for branding. So what's your product? What's the story behind your product? It's not quite the same as the personal narrative, but it's, we have a phone that has revolutionized, you know, the communications. The iPhone is 3-in-1. We have a web, you know, we have internet access, we have messaging, we have, you know, it's more than a phone.
Right.
So that's a branding kind of story. It's not like I was walking down the street one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's different ways to use the idea of story. There is the one I mentioned before. You're comparing something that's really technical to something that's pretty mundane. I had a woman who compared her compliance department initiatives to getting a driver's license, and then it goes beyond attaining the license. You got to follow the rules of the road. There are traffic lights, there are stop signs. And she linked each one of those to one very technical aspect of compliance. Makes it much more palatable for people,
yes,
who are non-compliance.
Well, and just hearing the word compliance, it's just like you want to shoot yourself. You know what I mean? I hear it a lot because people go, well, we have a lot of compliance laws that can't come on the radio and talk about it. And I just say, oh, well, I hope you know what you're talking about, you know?
You know,
but you're right. It's a driver's license, and you've gotten all the technicalities out of the way. You paid for it or whatever you had to do, and now you've got it, and now you just have to follow the rules of the road.
And here are some of the
rules. And here are the rules.
And it's much easier.
That's so much better to take. Right. Yeah.
So
that's really great. I like this lady, whoever did that. That's a, she, give her a thumbs up
give
from
her
me.
A
I like
up.
It. Yeah, that's
right.
A nice way to talk about compliance.
So what else do I want to say about this? Stories are not hard to find. They're within us. We just have to get out of our own way sometimes. I don't think people start their presentation by finding a story. I think that comes on at the end, after you've really baked your cake, you put the icing on.
Right.
So after you got your message cohesive, you will have a story maybe at the front end, and then you may place one in the middle, like some layering of icing.
Right.
You know, so there, you don't have to worry about, oh, I need a story to start my presentation at the beginning. You need to know what your message is first.
But it's interesting that you say that, because if you're making a cake, it's true. You got the ingredients, you got it all together, you get your messaging down, you bake the cake, you come out, you put on the icing, which could be the story. And then, you know, it's interesting that when you are ready to go have a piece of cake, the first thing you see is the icing, which attracts you to the story, which is the story, which is awesome.
Right.
And then you can have the middle layer. All right, it's already the end of the show. So, Eileen, please tell everybody again about the next time that you will be appearing. You said on the 24th, and give everybody one last recap of, as to that.
Okay,
event coming up.
Thanks, Jeannie. So, on July 24th, Friday, noon to 3 at Intelligent Office, which is a business in Princeton, I will be facilitating a live workshop called Story and the Presentation Connection, which will give best practices in presenting and connecting with your audience, inclusive of storytelling techniques. It's also going to be live streamed, so you have a virtual opportunity to attend. So everybody out in California, Texas, or Canada who might want to attend can also. This will, you can find out how to register by going to my website, speaking.connects/communication-programs, and look for Story and the Presentation Connection, and you'll just follow it down to the registration links. So I am on a mission to humanize the presentations in corporate America and in professional circles, because people are interesting, as you know, talented people. People are interesting. Their stories are really interesting, and therefore their presentations could be even more so.
Absolutely. So well said. What a great time today. Thanks so much for being here, Eileen. It made like such a special hour. It was really fun and learned so much.
Thank you.
Okay. And now you guys, thanks so much for listening in. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm going to be off to the Poconos, actually, and I'll be back next week. In the meantime, have a great time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The New York Stock Exchange says today's technical problem is not the result of a security breach. Trading has been suspended since late morning. DME Securities floor manager Alan Valdez says it's just a glitch.
It's a glitch. I know we'll be back up and running pretty soon.
The Dow has been down more than 200 points at times, but the NASDAQ and other exchanges are unaffected. Earlier today, the Chinese stock market slid dramatically, and United had to ground flights due to computer glitches. President Obama was briefed about the outage by Homeland Security Advisor Lisa Monaco.
Ms. Monaco told the president that at this point there is no indication that malicious actors are involved in these technology issues.
That was White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. The deadline for the Iran nuclear talks has been pushed back to Friday, even though some of the negotiators from other countries